I'd like to share a thought from the Sfas Emes. If I understand it correctly, it's in Parshas Truma, Shnas Tafresh Membeis, that he points out that before the Chet HaEgel, there was no Mishkan. This is the opinion of Rashi. The Mishkan was only in response to Klai Yisrael Chet HaEgel, and then Klai Yisrael did Tshuva, the Rashi gave us the Mishkan as the Kapara. Which means all of the asiyas of kabbonis, all different things which were in place afterwards, were going to be accomplished before the Chet HaEgel without that. So the need for asiyah, the all these processes which we're going to do, only came in the wake of the Chet HaEgel. So there's a madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu of Aspakal Yamira that. So what I mean means that there's no barrier between the man and his creator. Once there's a barrier, the process of the way we're going to able to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu is we need to put it into some type of form of a vessel, some type of form of a process. You need a kli, you need a hislapshus, you need to cloak it in something. So that cloak is the cloak of Asiyah. So there's a Rambam, it talks about the idea that Asid Lava, there's a matter that there'll be no more Karbonis, means there'll be a point in time where the relationship with us and ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so pure and so clear and so obvious, we will not need the process of Karbonis to create the Kirva, the Korban, the Lashon of Hakrava and Kirva, which the Korban creates, will not be necessary anymore. That was the Madrega of Klai Yisrael before the Chet. But after the Chet HaEgel, it's not that it's gone. It's now put into the process of Asiyah. This is an idea which Hirsch talks about in the beginning in Parshas Mishpatim, that we truly get a connection to the Baruch Shalom, to Torah and Mitzvahs only through doing them. Philosophizing about them, contemplating them, understanding the underlying motivations and the messages and the symbolisms, all of those are important. We're supposed to try to understand the Torah. But the true Havana of Torah is only through actually doing it. And the person will find that when they start doing something and they allow themselves to connect to the process, as that happens, over a period of time, they understand that much greater, that much more, exactly how this is affecting them and that what message it has for them. So that's the Mila of Asiyah, which Klai Yisrael is given over here. The Mishkan is that Keli. On Shabbos, we do not build Mishkan. Means Shabbos is a day that through the process of all cessation from engagement in the physical world, no malacha, which means no act of taking dominion over the world, and giving the day back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, a person's able to come to some of the level of this connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and this understanding, even without the process of doing something. It's there intrinsically, and it's inherent in the Bria. He touches that into the Rizal, which says that on Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu gives the Kisorim of Nasa Benishma back to Klai Yisrael. That Klai Yisrael, by coming to the recognition of Nasa Benishma, that through the Asiyah we can come to Nishma to understand. And that itself allowed us to have a connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, even without the Asiyah, along the lines of the idea that the Mechilta says that being makabel, truly being makabel to do, it is as if you have done. So that clarity which Klai Yisrael got was represented with their crowns that they received for Nasa Benishma, which we lost through Chet HaEgel. But every Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rizal says, gives Klai Yisrael back their crowns, which means on Shabbos, we are able to come to by refraining from engaging in the world and stepping out of the world, as it were, we are able to get back the true perspective of what the world is all about and our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the point that the Sasema says, that the unit process of Asiya nowadays, Kleisel's Nasim initial was a clarity of a commitment to Asiya, which was so powerful as if they have done already. And that's what Shabbos gives us back every week. Have a good Shabbos.